Hello, everyone. This is the Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast, the English learning podcast on your YouTube channel, Erika Newton, Inglês por Skype. I'm teacher Erika.
And I'm teacher Newton. Welcome to our podcast.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us.
This is an episode focused on vocabulary. And today we're gonna talk about a very good docudrama, a real crime documentary series called The Keepers. That is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing documentary. We have just watched it, and we recommend to anyone that likes likes real crime stories and that have nerves of steel because it's very strong. What do you think about The Keepers before we begin? Did you like it?
Yeah, it's a dark story. As usual, we have been talking about so many dark stories lately.
So many dark stories
this
lately.
Is one. Yeah. And this is another one. But this is real life. This is about a crime that happened in the United States.
A long time ago.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very interesting.
And the friends of the victim, the victim was a nun. She worked in a school, right? And her students, they wanted to discover, because the FBI, the detectives, they didn't find who killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And many years later, because they liked her a lot, they wanted to, there are two ladies, 60-somethings, with 60 years old, and they are trying to find the killer.
Yes.
They are acting like detectives.
Mm-hmm. So they have been working a lot on the case.
And when they, and after they start investigating, what happened? They discover other secrets.
A lot of other secrets.
From
many
the school,
other secrets.
From the school.
Yes, about the school, about the people who work there. Yes.
Yeah. So first we have the script in our Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English a blog. We have the script there. Also in our Melhore Seu Inglês page. Also there is the script if you want to follow. So we based, first we're going to read the small text that we have made using many sources on the internet, reviews from The Guardian. All the links are on the references, on the show notes, some Wikipedia pages about this series. Okay, so if you want to follow, just go to our blog and just put Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast on the Google. You will find our blog there, and you will get the script. If you want to follow, listen again, try to follow the pronunciation.
It's a good exercise.
Good exercise. All right, so let's begin.
The Keepers. What is it? It's an exhaustive real crime documentary series about the murder of a nun in 1969, but also so much more.
The Keepers is a story about victims and their search for justice. It's about giving them a chance to be heard over the loud denials of any and every official body. It's beautifully shot, is scored by a composer determined to demonstrate his command of emotive strings, and features an unsolved crime.
In November 1969, a young nun, Sister Kathy Sesnick, went missing from her Baltimore apartment. The following year, she was discovered lying on her back on a frozen hillside, far from home, her skull broken in. From that day to this, no one has been able to conclusively say what happened to her.
In this meticulous, skillfully edited series, White, the director, sets about interviewing key witnesses, police, former pupils from the school where Sesnick worked, local journalists, and conspicuously few members of the church, painstakingly unearthing the complex story like a paleontologist with a fine paintbrush. And his way in is a group of dedicated 60-something former pupils of Sister Carrie, who band together to find out what happened, despite the passing of years and the repeated denial of any justice. It's their story, and rightly so.
At the end of each episode, a new fact is dropped into the narrative, like a boulder into a lake, and the backwash forms the next episode. You would say it was a cheap trick if White hadn't put this breathtaking work together with such care.
What begins as a cold case unfolds into a horrific tale of systematic abuse, repressed memory, and institutional rank closing from the church, police, and state prosecution department. In White's version of events, no one is directly to blame, save for the obvious villain of the piece, Father Maskwell, a student counselor at Archbishop Kilk School, who is alleged to have inflicted years of sexual abuse on his young charges.
Every attempt to indict him is deflected because, according to some victims, the police and even a local doctor were complicit. Was Maskell, undeniably an appalling character, connected to Sesnik's death? Are the witnesses everything they seem? Is this story less one of a murder and more of the cover-up that followed?
So, this is like, it's a summary, it's taken from the review in The Guardian. It's a small part of the review of The Guardian made by, let me check it here, Julia Rayside. And it pretty much summarizes the series and the questions and the style of the series. What I found, it's the series is, although the themes are very dark, the series is very touching, very honest. You start question if the witness are telling the truth or not. Then after, you start believing on the witness of the sexual abuse. But I think that the discussion is very mature. Right? What do you think about
that? As for the role of Father Maskell, what we find out in the series is it's a lot worse than I expected. But on the other hand, like you said, the people who suffered the abuse, you know, the pupils, the students, and the people around them, like their families and so on, it's very interesting to see how they all they have different parts and they see from different perspectives what happened. It's kind of complex. It's kind of, it involves many people. There are many stories, right? It's actually.
I think what I enjoy the most is how some of the victims were able to recover from the abuse, from the trauma, and create a good life for themselves.
This was pretty surprising.
This is because amazing. Some of them suicided.
Killed themselves.
Committed suicide.
Because like I said, Father Maskell, what he did was a lot worse. So every time we get to know a little bit more about what he did, you go, you know, deeper and deeper into the horrors of his behavior. And so it's amazing to see how some of his victims had the resilience and the strength to move on with their lives. Yes. Right? Maybe. And we can see that their families, to face the church.
The most of the victims, they were Christian, Catholics, and very serious. It's a little different than in Brazil. People take religion very seriously in the United States. The people that are religious, they take very seriously. And they had to go against what they believed all their lives in order to try to get some justice against a sexual abuse inside the church.
The main victim was kind of like that, right? She was a nun. So she didn't always want to be a nun, right? But she...
She was a nun. She wanted to be a nun.
She was ordained. She was deciding because she had made a decision that would be final, right? So she couldn't...
But she really believed it. Yeah.
But there are ex-nuns.
She believed in the religion and everything.
Actually, yeah, and they do interview a lot of ex-nuns, right?
Yeah, her women, friends of the nun that was killed, given up
being nuns, maybe because they were disappointed, frustrated, and
They don't talk about that.
But we can see that these people are very strong. And what I was going to say is that they received a lot of support from their families. That was beautiful to see.
I think that's the difference.
How their families were so supportive. The husbands, their children.
They call this support systems.
Yeah, wow.
A support system is very important. Mm-hmm. You need a support system. And this is the message, I think, is this. If you have someone that
that's
you like,
fantastic.
That suffer a lot, you need to help them.
Yeah.
Give support to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's read a small part from the Wikipedia about church sexual abuses. It's one of the themes of the Keepers. So let's read a small part. There are some interesting information here about cases of child sexual abuse.
So, cases of child sexual abuse by Catholic priests, nuns, and members of religious orders and subsequent cover-ups in the 20th and 21st centuries have led to numerous allegations, investigations, trials, and convictions. The abused include boys and girls, some as young as 3 years old, with the majority between the ages of 11 and 14. The accusations began to receive wide publicity in the late 1980s. Many of these involve cases in which a figure was accused of abuse for decades. Such allegations were frequently made by adults or other youths years after the abuse occurred. Cases have also been brought against members of the Catholic hierarchy who covered up sex abuse allegations and moved abusive priests to other parishes where abuse continued.
These cases received significant media and public attention throughout the world, especially in Ireland, in Canada, in Australia, and in the United States. Members of the church hierarchy have argued that media coverage was excessive and disproportionate, and that such abuse takes place in other religions and institutions. A series of television documentaries in the 1990s, such as Suffer the Children, UTV, 1994, brought the issue to national attention in Ireland. A critical investigation by the Boston Globe in 2002 led to widespread media coverage of the issue in the United States, which was later dramatized in Tom McCarthy film Spotlight in 2015. By 2010, much of the reporting focused on abuse in Europe and Australia.
From 2001 to 2010, the Holy See, the central governing body of the Catholic Church, considered sex abuse allegations involving about 3,000 priests dating back up to 50 years. Cases worldwide reflect patterns of long-term abuse and of the church hierarchy regularly covering up reports of alleged abuse. Diocesan officials and academics knowledgeable about the Roman Catholic Church say that sexual abuse by clergy is generally not discussed and thus is difficult to measure.
Some studies claim that priests in the Catholic Church may not be any more likely than other men to commit abuse. In addition, the studies claim that the rate of abuse by priests have fallen sharply in the last 20 to 30 years, and that some 75% of the allegations in the United States were abused between 1960 and were of abuse between 1960 and 1984. However, the Australian Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse found that the average time it took between a victim of Catholic sexual abuse being abused and reporting it or seeking redress is 33 years. For this reason, there is insufficient data to be able to accurately ascertain current rates of child sex abuse, and to claim that abuse in the Catholic Church had fallen in recent decades. The Commission revealed 7% of Australian priests between 1950 and 2009 were accused of abusing children, and that one Catholic order had 40.4% of the non-ordained members with allegations against them in this period. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Now, some reviews from the Rotten Tomatoes site about the series The Keepers that is in Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I see the first one is by Daniel Daddario from Time Magazine, May 30th, 2017. So he said, "Not that The Keepers is immune to the tricks of its genre, but its story, metastasizing from a single act of violence to depict a warped school culture, is riveting and painful."
Katy Rife, AV Club, May 19, 2017. "The Keepers is more of a meditation on memory and truth than a murder mystery. And the telling of the tale is a resolution in itself."
Yes. Lorraine Alley from the Los Angeles Times, May 19, 2017, she said, "The series poses difficult questions about Baltimore's archdiocese and exposes disturbing truths about the lengths the religious institution went to in order to protect Maskell."
Mike Hale, New York Times, May 19, 2017, "An often fascinating and devastating experience."
Maureen Ryan from Variety, May 19, 2017, said, "For the most part, the measured, sober approach of The Keepers only amplifies the jaw-dropping facts at its core. It is hard to watch, but for the right reasons. And ultimately, it is an admirable and necessary work."
Okay, now let's see, for us to finish, the vocabulary of this podcast episode of today.
Mm-hmm.
So the first word that we have is...
Emotive. It's related to the word emotion, right? So it's characterized by feeling.
Very good.
It is beautifully shot, scored by a composer determined to demonstrate his command of emotive strings. So emotive is an adjective and features an unsolved crime. Emotive strings. Emotive, maybe you can say emotive.
That touches your heart. Strings, yeah, but... is like when you touch your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right in the feels.
right in the feels.
Horrific. Horrific is grossly offensive to decency or morality, causing horror.
Yes, connected with the word
The example horror. Is, "What begins as a cold case unfolds into a horrific tale of systematic abuse, repressed memory, and institutional rank closing from the church, police, and state prosecution department."
Yes.
Rank closing is this. Institutional rank closing means is when you investigate, when you try to investigate the rankings, the hierarchies of some institution.
Mm-hmm. Another word is afterthought. Afterthought is an addition that was not included in the original plan. So an example is, "I'm never fully comfortable with true crime, particularly when the victims are an afterthought to the juicy revelations," like additions.
All right, yes. And unearth means recover through digging. Unearth, earth. The earth is
the dirt.
Unearth is when you dig on the dirt and you recover something. In this meticulous, skillfully edited series, White sets about interviewing key witnesses, police, former pupils from the school where Sesnick worked, local journalists, and conspicuously few members of the church, painstakingly unearthing the complex story like a paleontologist with a fine paintbrush. I think this is wrong, this word.
Paleontologist.
Paleontologist with a fine paintbrush. Yeah. So these are the words of today.
Very nice.
If you want to see the links where we make this text, this adapt this text from, we have the Wikipedia, some articles on the internet. All the links are there in the show notes.
And watch the documentary with subtitles in English, yes, and then without the subtitles.
Yeah, go fast now to Netflix. I know, yes, everybody has Netflix today.
Remember, you don't have to understand all the words.
Yes.
You should be able to understand the gist, the main idea.
Yeah.
And if you watch something many times, more than once, you understand more and more. And yes, you improve your listening skills.
Very good. If you are beginners in the basic level of English, you can watch an episode with the subtitles in Portuguese.
Yes.
And then you watch again, or watch 1, 2, 3, 4 scenes with the subtitles in English.
Mm-hmm.
If you are intermediate and advanced, come on, put the subtitles in English.
Yes.
Try to understand everything. Get your Google Translator beside your cell phone to get the most difficult words. And let's go.
And if you're an advanced student, no subtitles.
No subtitles. Yeah, yes, that's very hard.
Ninja level.
But yes, ninja level is no subtitles.
No subtitles.
And
this was The Melhor is Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast of this week.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us on our WhatsApp 31992235540 and 31991437388, or on our Eric Newton Inglês por Skype page on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Bye-bye. See you next time. Follow Melhore Seu Inglês, Improve Your English podcast on iTunes.
And on
Podbean.
Very good. And all in any other places that you can find podcasts.
Yes, there you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you.
Bye-bye. And watch The Keepers.
Yes.